This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, we share some thoughts on starting a business.
Origins 4, some learnings. Enter the new. The trip to find a manufacturing partner was our first real tangible effort of starting this business. It provided immense value, an initial glimpse into the industry, as well as a basic understanding of the dynamics within it. There are a few key lessons that we learned before and during the trip that we'd like to share in this post. We hope they're useful, valuable, or at least interesting to someone starting or thinking about starting a business. Side note time. It's much too early for us to dare be in the advice-giving business, but starting a business has many moving parts to it, and writing those findings down helps us navigate through past experiences and hopefully continue without repeating past mistakes. First point, just start. I bet a lot more companies would be successful if only the founders executed against their ideas. There are way more people that should be running their own businesses if only they started working on those ideas at the time of inception. In my opinion, many more people fail to start than they do at the further stages of building a successful business. But then again, we won't know. Second point, lack of experience is an opportunity to learn. Don't be scared of doing something new and unfamiliar, such as entering an industry you have no previous experience in. You weren't born riding a bicycle, driving a car, or using a smartphone. You learn to do it by doing it. Any situation that you find interesting or consider you can provide value in may be the environment in which you can thrive and build something special. Third point, divide and conquer. Reverse engineer the larger goal and break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks, which yield a higher success rate. Smaller, quicker deliverables would build up momentum, which is a huge aspect of being effective in the long run. Fourth point, do your homework. Research the industry competition possibilities, first action points, and actual viability of your idea. Assess whether you're in a position to succeed, given a dedicated and proactive approach. Are you providing value? Is there something else you can bring to the table that will be better and differentiate you from the competition? Fifth point, don't do your homework. Sometimes going in blind, open to learn, trusting your instincts to adapt can be an advantage. Having a dimmed view of what is actually going on leads to a wider range of opportunities you can step into, more people you might be interested in talking to. You never know where the next best piece of advice or direction might come from. Sixth point, don't be half pregnant. Commit. It's binary. It's either a zero or a one. Going all in will speed up the time in which you will either have the clarity that is definitely not going to work, hence wasting less time, or encouragement that there is a chance of making it work, which makes trying it completely worthy. Seventh point, just start. Enough preaching, let's get back to reporting. The next steps for us were to see what our manufacturer comes up with in terms of possible fabrics and materials for the shirts, decide on a name, logo, and brand identity. Notice that we haven't discussed any company names, logos, domain names, slogans, etc. This was a very conscious choice for a reason. The last few attempts we had at starting a company, the first thing that we would do is come up with an idea, not really check its viability, figure out a name, register a domain, do some Illustrator magic for a logo, and create a website. Having these things in place gave us a false feeling of actually having something viable and valuable to provide. We are not repeating that mistake again. Instead, let the name come naturally, following a serious commitment and actually putting in the work, which in turn gives us some real experience and context in which we can look into for brand identity.